You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Coming up next time on Song Exploder, for the final episode of this first year, The National deconstruct their song Sea of Love. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts.
Radiotopia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Tycho is the project of Scott Hansen, along with guitarist Zach Brown and drummer Rory O'Connor. For this episode, I spoke with Scott in front of a live audience in San Francisco. Coming up, he'll break down the title track from the 2014 Tycho album, Awake, including a note he misplayed and a vocal part you aren't really supposed to know about.
I'm Scott from Tycho. I think I was really intimidated by music. Like, you know, a couple of my friends had guitars and like, I don't know, it just seemed like you had to be the guy who had the guitar to play guitar. You can like get into it. For me, it was just like, that's not something I do. I was a visual artist, but I've always had a really close relationship with technology and computers. And so it took a piece of equipment like a drum machine for me to realize like, oh, this is something that at least I can just approach this from a technical perspective and just learn this machine, and there isn't some attached meaning to it like, oh, you have to think you're an artist or you have to think you can do anything good with this musically. You can actually just figure it out. And so that was the jumping off point, though, is because once I started learning that, interesting things started coming on. I was like, oh, okay, I feel like this is something I can do, you know. The first thing that was written was by Zach, who plays guitar and bass. We went up to Tahoe and we were in a cabin for a few weeks and just recorded all sorts of material. I was going through these stems, and at the end of this one song, we'd stopped recording, and I found just Zach was just sitting there messing around. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. And so I cut that out and just started looping it. And then I picked up my bass and started recording the driving bass line. That's when I first got an electric bass, because I'd used synth bass up until then. But the weird thing is I was always trying to make my synth bass sound like a guitar bass. So I realized, why don't you just get one? And that take is... it sounds nothing like the original, but that's pretty chopped together. Most of everything I do is the result of cutting every individual note and then rearranging it in some way. I always like things to be very like robotic almost, because then I try to put things that aren't so robotic over the top and have those juxtaposed, and I feel like that makes for a nice relationship. Once I had that down, the whole thing kind of came pretty quickly. So So that other guitar track is me playing. I tend to play like a more muted picked sound. I like round sounds. I usually play acoustic guitar on the songs, but that was one of the first electric guitar parts that I did.
This song is an instrumental, but there is a track in here that's called Vocals.
You weren't supposed to get that one. I used to always hide vocals in my songs because I worked with this girl, but like I wanted to try like a male vocal and I didn't have one, so I did it.
So this is you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not. You know, I'm always using different synths. I have tons of synths, but I make them all sound exactly the same. I got a new synth, man. I got this mini Moog. It's gonna be totally different. No, it's the same damn sound. So everything's kind of in this mid-rangey space where they're very round and a lot of reverb, a lot of echo. And I realized there's a note on every measure that's out of time that got played wrong, and I accidentally left it in and copied and pasted it. Yeah, you hear that? That the second to last note was early. Listen. You can't unhear that. You'll always hear it from now on. That's the problem with editing that way, by copy and pasting and not just doing like full takes, is that if you screw up, it's in the whole damn song. I let the edit dictate the flow of things. You just kind of follow the path that starts to appear before you. And that's the same way I approach design. There's like a precision and a textural element to it that are common to each. You know, like my design always has a very analog, noisy, textured, yellowed, aged layer to it, even though the things below it are very digital, very modern, and very like clean. But you're looking through this lens almost. That's how I approach creating sounds for the records as well. As even though it might be a modern synthesizer, I'll spend a lot more time working on the filtering and the processing of it to make it feel like this memory or something like that, you know, like through a yellowed lens or something. Interpol was like one of my favorite bands, and particularly just these really specific moments in their music where they really like to break things down and turn them into an instrumental. And PDA is one of the best examples, where at the end the song basically stops and then becomes this whole other thing, and it's just really pretty, and that's what really influenced me. You know, it's really hard to find, especially for instrumental music, something that encapsulates the idea of it. But for this, it felt like an awakening, or like a moment where I felt for the first time, like, this is what I was supposed to be doing, or this is what I wanted to be doing and what I was going to pursue. Because with Dive and all that stuff, it was just, you know, I was a graphic designer by day and messed around with music at night. And this is the first time I'd ever put this much of myself into anything. And I felt like this was the moment where it all came together. And so it was like, awake.
And now, here's Awake by Tycho in its entirety. learn more about Tycho, including a link to buy this song, visit songexploder.net. My thanks to the folks at Noise Pop who organized the event where my conversation with Scott was recorded. If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.